Wow. It's really windy, so I'm hoping that the, I would normally have the visor for the sunroof open so I can get some more light. I was putting my breakfast away. I don't know why I need to tell you that. Little oatmeal and yogurt and blueberries and milk. Anyway, yeah, it's really windy. It's really noisy. If I open that just for more light, it'll be even more noisy. So, yeah, I'm on my way to work. And I wanted to talk about something I've been thinking about on the weekend. Or maybe not. It wasn't even the weekend. Maybe it was just Monday, I think. But how anxiety is just such an impairment for me when it comes to specific things. And one of those things is just the fact that I don't feel like I can spend time. I feel like I can't spend time to calm down. I can't spend the time. Like, everything seems so urgent that I need to figure out a solution right away, or that it's a way bigger problem than it is, or that I can't wait to see if it'll settle down. It's just like, it's hard. And it's such an impairment, and it definitely affects relationships and my life. And I think that one of the things that I recognized was that this is like, whatever. My view of myself is my view of myself. And so everyone's perception is reality, blah, blah, blah. Everyone else has their own thoughts and views of me and who I am. But I'm making this comparison just because it makes the most sense to me, because I use media to compare things. So the movie A Beautiful Mind, which is a biopic of John Nash, the math magician, who, you know, he was schizophrenic. He was having hallucinations, like, in the daytime, just seeing stuff that wasn't there, people that weren't there, relationships he was building with people that didn't exist, all this stuff. And he had this line where he talks about how, I think it was a teacher told him when he was young that he had, when God was handing out brains, was basically the sentiment that he got two helpings of brain and only like one helping of heart, or like half a helping of heart and extra helping of brains or something. Cause he's just like a genius. He doesn't know how to relate to people. Like, I suspect he probably would have been on the autism spectrum as well as schizophrenic, but whatever. And I'm not comparing that aspect of like the genius and whatever, but if we're talking about logic and reasoning versus emotion and how, like, those are two distinctly different ways that people can choose to respond to things, or how I break it down for myself, that sometimes I'm responding to something with logic and reasoning, sometimes I'm responding to that thing with my emotions and my heart. And it's not that I feel like I have less heart or whatever. I feel like I'm very emotional. I feel like my logic and reasoning is there and my emotions are there. And if anything, I'm using more, like, they're not balanced in when they're accessed of like a balanced perspective. Sometimes it's like I'm using all of one or all of the other. And that's the problem. And that's the impairment that I think I'm trying to express, is that with, when I'm in certain situations where high anxiety is what I'm experiencing, I'm not like, it's like I'm trying to use logic and reasoning sometimes in a place where I need to be using emotions properly. And I think like it's different every time, but like I can't pause in order to like, it's really hard to take a pause and walk away from the conversation or the conflict or the whatever's happening in the moment and just be like, hey, we need to think about this in a few hours, or this, we got to sleep on this. Like, I can't, but I'm feeling so much that I like, my emotions are so high. Again, it's not balanced. And the most times I'm using one or the other in these states of high anxiety, but there are sometimes, like this thing that happened recently, where I was using both at an extreme level and not at a balanced level, and I shouldn't have been doing any of those things because I wasn't able to moderate them. So it was like I was using, I was really emotionally reactive, but I was trying to solve the problem with logic and reasoning and have a discussion. And that part for me is like kind of always there. It's really rare where the logic and reasoning isn't there, except in this area of the logic and reasoning is that I need to understand that I cannot have that conversation in those moments. That part goes out the window. But trying to solve the problem, it's not like if I wait for a day or two or a week or whatever it is that the problem gets solved any different. Like, the problem solving skills are still there and clear for how that problem should be solved, should it be a problem. But that's the thing, my emotions are so high, it's like making a mountain out of a molehill. It's like, it's not a problem, but I think it's a problem and I want to solve that problem, but I haven't paused long enough to realize if it'll even be a problem or not. Like, it's like we have a problem, but I'm thinking it's like a way bigger issue than it may be. Like, it's like it could be a very big issue, let's solve this problem. And depending on the other person on the other end of that discussion. So this is where I kind of made this realization, is that person I was talking to, they need more time to process. Like, they need more time to process not their emotions necessarily, but they need more time to process thoughts and to be able to have a conversation. Just like their mental processing in those moments can't keep up, but my emotional processing can't keep up in those moments. So it makes it really difficult to have those discussions with a person when we're two different people in that aspect. And I think that I need to do better with that and try to find ways to clue myself into like, oh, this is one of those moments where you just can't, you're not ready for the conversation. Like, you need to take the pause. Your emotions haven't caught up with your logic, but also you're failing at one aspect of this logic part, which is that you should know this by now. You should know that you can't have this conversation right now because you're not able, your emotions are running so high, you think this is a way bigger deal than it is. And in that aspect, your reasoning is askew. Your problem solving of that issue would be correct, but it's not really the issue anyway, or it's not yet. And that's the thing, it's not yet. And a lot of times, it never is. It never is. That's just like one of those things where I'm like, this is an impairment of anxiety. This is like how anxiety can really affect me negatively, how I need to build more skills and have more tools to deal with, like, I'm not ready for that conversation. If I'm getting elevated, then I need to step back. But in the moment too, it's like you have to rely on your past self. Like, right, like if I was in this exact same scenario that I'm kind of alluding to, if I'm in that scenario again tomorrow or next week or next month, I need to recall my past self right now and trust my past self, which is really hard to do. I think that if these incidences happened way more often, it would honestly be easier to build that skill of like, oh, I remember yesterday when this happened that I need to actually walk away. Or I remember from a couple days ago, I need to walk away. I need to pause. I need to let my emotions catch up. I need to be balanced and recognize that this isn't an issue yet, so we don't need to problem solve it yet, so we can leave all of that. Like, we need I need my feelings to process what is happening, and then I can evaluate if it's worthy of my logic and reasoning to start evaluating in order to fix. So that was just a thing that I realized of like impairment from anxiety.